Saturday mornings for a while meant ballroom dancing lessons in the function room above the Falcon pub. The kids with an aptitude for the foxtrot got to be tarted up in miniature ballroom dresses and entered for the medals and championships by overly ambitious mothers. Most of us were left to plod woefully round the room, muttering, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, with a four-year-old. To this day, I can only waltz with someone whose arms are outstretched upwards and whose feet are not quite touching the ground. Dad started to get the whole of Saturdays off, and my mum gave him the job of going out in the morning and buying the haddock for tea. Since this was the only shopping he did, he took it very seriously, and it was important to him that he got a bargain. My friend Jane would come round in the afternoon, and we'd go up the park or in the Wimpy or hang round the newly built shopping precinct. Just as we were ready to leave, Dad would rush to the fridge, get out this lump of haddock and thrust it under her nose. How much do you think that was? Jane would look at me for inspiration. 75 pence, I'd mouth. 75 pence? No, 42 pence, he'd say triumphantly. My friends and later on my boyfriends would all be tested on the price of fish. Dad, stop showing people the haddock, I'd scream in embarrassment. But people expected it by then and remarked on it if they weren't asked. My dad always had a bet on the horses on a Saturday. He'd get out the paper, then concentrate on the sports pages for about half an hour, muttering things like, yeah, that one came up in a Yankee last time. Then he'd open the drawer in his side of the sideboard and get out one of his midget-sized blue biros with Ladbroke etched in gold down the side. He'd mark a cross next to the name in the paper, then write them out on one of his pile of betting slips. One Saturday, I just picked up the paper and the names of four horses seemed to be flashing at me. I grabbed a pen and drew a circle round each of them. Do these, I said. My dad took the paper and looked at the names. No, they're all 5-1, 8-1. You don't win nothing like that. You have to do the favourites. Here's a pound, I said. Put them on for me then. You're just throwing your money away, he said. I'll write them out then. I'll go and put them on. Oh, you won't know what you're doing. They won't let you in. I'll give it here. And he wrote out the betting slip. We watched the racing on the telly. The first horse I'd done romped home a clear winner. Woo! I put on an accumulator, my dad said. You don't get anything for one winner. That didn't matter because the next horse won as well. You've got a double anyway, Dad said. The next race wasn't on the telly, so he went off to get the results from the betting shop. Whoa, that's the treble up, he said, astonished. We'd only know the result of the last race by getting the late Saturday evening news. He came back, clutching the paper and a family-sized bar of chocolate. I knew I'd won. How much? He got out a stubby old blunt pencil from his drawer. 350 quid. Dad left work early on Monday so he could go and collect my winnings from his regular and therefore absolutely stunned branch of Ladbrokes. He came home and counted it onto the table in lovely, smelly, used 20 and 10 pound notes. 320, 340, 350 pounds. He still had a handful of notes. What's that? I asked. Oh, I'll put a pound on them as well, he said.